This spring, as some of our listeners will recall, it was my privilege to be on a trip east to make observations on television, to do some checking as to the progress that had been made, the possibilities as far as farm broadcasts are concerned, and of course to actually see some television in some of the homes where this medium of communication has already made its approach. It was my privilege at that time to visit in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Ray Heinen, who now live near Washington. Ray formerly was with us for a short time and later served as a farm editor for the Creston radio station, and in addition, of course, has served the United States Department of Agriculture in farm radio work. While at the Heinen's home, we had occasion to see their television receiver and to view some of the shows. Today, by tape recording, it's our privilege to visit with the Heinens and to talk with them a bit further about some of the observations made while we were back east. The Heinens were in Iowa on a visit to their folks. I believe that's right, isn't it, Ray? Both you and your wife have folks back here in Iowa.
That's right, Herb. My folks live on the farm near Cherokee, Bert Heinen, and my wife's folks, June's folks, live in Iowa City. Charles Morgenstern's.
So Iowa is still home.
Iowa is home, that's right.
We're very glad that you could get back and give us the opportunity to have this visit with you. Primarily, of course, we're going to talk about television because it's coming here. We don't know exactly when, but it's going to come, and when it does, we think it'll make quite an impact on the radio listeners of Iowa. One of the questions that we repeatedly hear is that does it change a person's entire life? What about that, Ray?
No, it absolutely doesn't change your life. Makes it more pleasant, but it sure doesn't change it.
Well, that's the way we hoped you'd give the answer, because that's the impression you gave us when we saw your own television receiver and saw the programs there. Ray, just when did you first get a television receiver in your home?
Well, early in January of this year. Right after Christmas. We got some money for Christmas, and we spent it on a television set.
Well, that's a good idea. That is, if you can get television, as you certainly can back east. Actually, a television has been in operation for some years back east.
Yes, several years. I believe that during the past year has been the year when it's really moved into the homes there. Earlier than that, there were receivers in the restaurants and the taverns and the like, but there weren't too many in homes until during the past year. Now it's grown by leaps and bounds.
Right in that regard, I remember when you took me out on the porch at your house, you showed me a number of television antennas. I'm not sure that that's quite the correct name, but in any case, our listeners know what I mean. How fast did they increase after you folks got that first receiver in your block?
Well, there were two in our community, last fall, and we got ours in January, as I say, and right now there are 14 in our block.
Well, that does go to show that they have been very popular. Well, you say you've had yours since early in January. That means then that you've had a chance to see a number of significant broadcasts as well as the regular daily features. I'm right, of course, that they are daily features now.
Oh, yes, they're daily features every day. Of course, mostly they're evening shows at this time during this early stage of the development. But some special features have been outstanding. For example, we sat in our living room and watched the inauguration last January, and believe me, that was much better than fighting the crowd.
Oh, yes, I can appreciate that it would be. Mrs. Heinen, I think the ladies are really the best radio listeners. I don't know whether they're also the best television viewers, but naturally the question comes up, well, in radio, of course, ladies can be doing their work while they're listening. Now, what happens when you get a television receiver? Do you just quit working in the home then, or what happens?
No, indeed. I get all my mending done and all my ironing done and everything, and still can watch television.
That's what I understood you to say at a previous time. Actually, it hasn't interfered to any extent then with your regular routine of housework, taking care of the family. You have two fine boys, and of course you have a hungry husband, I suppose, and all the other things that are in a day's routine for the housewife, whether she's back near Washington somewhere or whether she's here in the midst of Iowa.
No, indeed, it hasn't interfered at all.
What about the boys? How old are they now?
7 and 4.
When I first came to the Heinen home, the first thing that impressed me was those boys watching the television set. And they didn't have very much time for introductions and things. Are they still enthused about television as they were then?
Yes, they are, but they can take it or they can leave it. If it's warm outside, they'll prefer to play outside to the television.
Do they miss it after they've been away for a while? For instance, when you were visiting, when they were visiting on Grandpa's farm up near Cherokee, did they ever kind of get homesick for some of the shows?
Oh, they certainly did.
What type of shows primarily were they interested in, or are they interested in?
Puppet shows, the string and the hand puppet shows have been the best shows.
In other words, special children shows.
Yes, and we have been very impressed at the grammar, and puppet shows have been very educational for the boys.
I understand, and those that I did see gave that impression to me, that there's a real possibility in the way of children's shows by the medium of television, in that you can put across things about safety and things like that in such a wonderful, impressionable manner.
Yes, and the commercials. they are very impressed with the commercials.
Ray, I think you had a point to make, too.
Yes, I did. I was quite amazed. One day there was a documentary film on the television about how the government was run. It was first of the Congress, and then of the Judiciary Department, and then the President, the Executive Department. And those boys sat spellbound by the television and watched that, very much interested in educational things.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I remember the night I was there, I think it was either once or twice that they decided that it wasn't quite time to go to bed yet. In any case, they wanted to see that magician that was on the television screen that night. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I'll say this, though. If you let them get out of hand, they'd like to stay up all the time. But with having a firm hand, television does not let them get out of control. You can get them to bed when they're supposed to go to bed.
As a matter of fact, to be perfectly honest about it, even without television, some of the youngsters like to stay up evenings, don't they?
Yes, I guess that's right, too.
Well, we must hurry along here. I'd like to check with you just a little bit about some of the kinds of shows, in addition to the children's shows, that you folks get to hear, see and hear, when you spend an evening at home.
Well, when you say see and hear, that's absolutely right, because many of the things, you don't have to see everything. You can be looking at something else maybe for a little bit and still know what's going on. Now, get back to your question here, Herb, about these specific types of programs. We find that we are much more interested in sports now than we ever were before. Television really brings sports to you in a way that you can't get it on radio. The same is true for plays, dramatic programs, half an hour plays that are very good. Also, a lot of variety shows, high top entertainment shows. They're good to hear. By golly, they're better to watch, too.
I guess that's really the answer. Actually, what's being done is the transmission of sight is being added to the transmission of sound.
That's exactly right, and that's where a lot of people are confused about television. They think it's something altogether different. Well, really, it isn't. It's radio improved, just making radio much, much better.
Something new has been added to radio, you would say.
Exactly right.
Well, that's the point that I think all of us need to keep in mind. Would you say that most of the shows are quite clear now? I know there was a little fuzziness, just a little distortion once in a while, when I saw shows at various places in the East, even this spring. I suppose you, who watched them maybe a year ago or so, found even more of that. Is the quality of the picture improving?
The quality of the picture is constantly improving, and the quality of the programs is constantly improving. And this point, I think a lot of people are also confused on, and that is that the quality is being improved in the broadcast itself. And the receiver is able to accept and take on that better quality as it comes.
That's splendid. I guess we might even think of it in terms of comparing it with some of the early movies. They weren't too perfect either, were they?
That's right. That's right. Of course, the receivers at this stage, some of them are sort of like the old pre-dial radio, but we sure got a lot of good out of those early radios.
Didn't we, though? Well, Ray, we here in this area, of course, are quite interested from the farm standpoint. And you, with the Department of Agriculture, I believe the specific department is the Bureau of Plant Industry, naturally are also interested in the possibilities of television in the farm field. Out here in Iowa, obviously a lot of our listeners and some of our sponsors, I'm sure, and certainly those of us in farm radio, are quite interested in what answer you would give to that question.
Well, I think that television has one of its greatest possibilities with farm radio. After all, the demonstration method of teaching things and learning things in extension service has been used to the best advantage in agriculture, and that lends itself perfectly to agricultural programming. Now, that's for introducing and learning about things in farming, but take the regular everyday service things. When Herb, when you give the market report, it'd be awful nice if the folks who are listening to you could look and see what the hogs are worth in Chicago, too, as well as just hear it. And the same as the weather, when you tell what's going on around and the weather over the state and in other parts of the country, if they could watch a map where you were showing them what was going on all over, they'd find it much more interesting. And I say they'd get the same service information on television that you're doing so splendid with now, but it'd just be more interesting and even better when you can see it, too.
Yes, and it would make a more lasting impression. I still remember some of the features you've just alluded to, in a different way, of course, back east, some of the sports shows there, and some of the news shows. And I must say, too, that some of those commercials have really stayed with me all the way through. I can still see them. It makes an impression that you just keep with you.
That's absolutely right. It's impressed on the mind both with the word and the eye and the ear, and it just sticks with you.
Actually, there already are some farm television shows in progress in the East, as I recall.
That's right. They're on more experimental basis. They're working around with them, trying lots of things. I don't think anyone would claim them to be good farm television shows today yet, but they're sure finding out a lot of the things that need to be done to bring good television shows to the farmers of the Midwest.
So that when the time comes for us to have television out here, well, a lot of the bugs will be taken out. Mrs. Heinen, coming back to the home again, after all, that's where most of our television receivers are going to be. Your lovely living room, as I remember, was not an especially large one. Could you accommodate a number of people? Have you made any special changes in your living room so that television can be added to the features in your home?
Our living room is the same as it was when we had just regular AM radio. We entertained 10 REA people when they were into Washington, D.C., and we got along very nicely.
In other words, one evening you had 10 people. Were they Iowa folks?
Yes, from Cherokee County.
Oh, good. From right up near Ray's home. Came in, and all of them could see the television at the time the shows were in progress.
Yes. That's right.
Herb, there's something there I would like to add, and there's some confusion on that, and that is you can see television in daylight very nicely without pulling shades, without darkening your room. Just turn it on and watch it.
Well, I must add to what you've said that you can watch television for a number of hours without becoming very tired. How long did I watch it at your house? It was about 5-6 hours, wasn't it?
Five hours at least solid. I'll say this, on the time of the inauguration, we watched 18 hours solid, but our eyes were a little bit tired after 18 hours on the inauguration.
Well, I imagine that would be true if we went to a movie and stayed there 18 hours straight. But I do recall at Heinen's place, they could hardly get me to leave. In fact, I think that we had to wait until the shows were over that night. You're getting quite a variety of shows back there.
A very good variety of programs now, and they're going to be getting better and better all the time.
Ray, I'm afraid our time is, well, perhaps more than up, but it has been interesting visiting with you, Mr. and Mrs. Ray Heinen, on this very interesting subject of television, something in which all of us, of course, are looking forward to, anticipating. We don't know just when it's going to be for us out here in the heart of the Midwest, but we know it's coming. And when it does, we hope that we can make our farm service and all of our other programs just a little bit more enjoyable and just a little bit more significant and worthwhile to all of our listeners and viewers. Thanks a lot again to you, Mr. and Mrs. Ray Heinen.